Hello, Stuart.
Oh, hey, Sheldon. Can I help you find something today?
No, I was just sitting at home, thinking about how it might be nice to catch up with my ninth favorite person.
Ninth?
You moved up one. My pen pal in Somalia was kidnapped by pirates. So, how are you?
Not so good. My shrink just killed himself. Blamed me in the note.
Great. So, what's new with your family? How's your mother? Is she alive?
Yeah.
Your father? Alive?
Yes.
How about your grandparents? They alive?
No.
Oh, I'm so sorry for your loss. On a cheerier note, I have a teeth cleaning appointment this afternoon. What do you say you take me over there, buddy boy?
I'm sorry, you want me to take you to the dentist?
Yes, and now I can't make any promises, but that's the sort of thing that gets a fella on the short list for the number 8 friend slot.
Sheldon, I'm working. I can't take you to the dentist. Also, and I can't stress this enough, I don't want to take you to the dentist.
Can't help a friend out in a time of need, huh? See where your therapist was coming from.
What about we make your astronaut nickname Howard Buzz Wolowitz?
You can't do Buzz. Buzz is taken.
Buzz Lightyear's not real.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
Well, are you talking about when he thought he was real?
No.
Okay, how about Crash? Howard Crash Wolowitz.
Yeah, terrific. The other astronauts would love to go hurtling through space with a guy named Crash.
All right, how about Rocket Man?
It's not bad. Howard Rocket Man Wolowitz?
Yeah, it's great, but I told you, I don't get to pick my nickname. It has to come from the other astronauts.
Maybe there's a way to get them to come up with it.
Like how?
Once I tried carrying around a Duncan yo-yo, hoping the other kids would start calling me Duncan.
Did it work?
No, they ended up calling me Sock Mouth. Because they took away my yo-yo and stuffed their socks in my mouth.
Okay, what if we make Rocket Man your ringtone, and the next time you talk to those guys, I'll call you and they'll hear it. Plant the seed.
That's actually not a terrible plan.
They don't call me Brown Dynamite for nothing.
Sup?
Sup?
Did you ever make it to the dentist?
Not necessary. No, I found a service that'll send a van to your house for a teeth cleaning. Mostly they cater to dogs, but... Fellow on the phone seemed to have an open mind.
All right, Sheldon, if you need me to take you to the dentist, I will take you to the dentist.
Are you suggesting that you've come to your senses and wish to reestablish the mutual benefits that stem from full participation in the roommate agreement?
Absolutely. If you admit that you're a 30-year-old man who's incapable of functioning on his own.
Ooh, Sock Mouth's got him on the ropes.
I will admit nothing of the sort. And now, if you'll excuse me, I have to call my dentist and see if I can also get my hair shampooed and my nails clipped.
Oh, good, your power's out too.
Why is that good?
Because last month I sent the electric company a Starbucks gift card, an apology note, and a few snapshots of me in a bra.
Power failure. Implementing power failure protocol.
What happened to all your glow-in-the-dark emergency exit stuff you had painted on the floor?
Oh, that was wildly carcinogenic. Anyway. Too bad you're no longer entitled to the full benefits of my friendship, because I happen to be extremely prepared for such an emergency. Please try not to see anything by this light. It's not for you.
It's just a blackout. I'm sure the power will be back on soon.
And I'm sure some fool in the Donner Party said the snow would stop any day now. I like to think they ate him first.
Yeah, I got some candles in my apartment.
But candles? During a blackout? Are you mad? That's a fire hazard. No, Pasadena Water and Power recommends the far safer glow stick.
call that a glow stick? That is a glow stick.
Come on, let's go.
Before you go, consider this. Not only do I have a deep cycle marine battery power source, which is more than capable of running our entertainment system, I also have all 61 episodes of the BBC series Red Dwarf and Fiddle Faddle. All yours, if you're willing to reinstate the roommate agreement.
I've got wine at my place and some bubble wrap we could pop.
He'll be back. Wine and a girl in the dark. He's gonna be bored out of his mind.
To wine and bubble wrap. And to not having to watch Sheldon demonstrate his reverse osmosis machine that converts urine into drinking water.
You know, in Girl Scouts, Tammy Denisha said you could do that with pantyhose. Boy, was she wrong. Anyway, you wanna make out?
I thought because our relationship's in a beta test, you wanted to take things slow.
Okay. Do you want to make out slow?
I can go so slow, it'll be like there's a snail in your mouth.
Oh. Well, lucky for you, there's nothing else to do right now.
Excuse me, Leonard.
Since when don't you knock? It's like the only good thing about you.
Social niceties have been suspended, Leonard. We're in a state of emergency. The world has descended into darkened turmoil. Lawlessness and savagery are the order of the day.
Fine, what is it?
I'm making s'mores. I want to alert you in case you smelled caramelizing marshmallows and thought a nearby candy factory was on fire.
S'mores, huh? Good for you.
Yes. Or good for us if you sign here and reinstate the full roommate agreement.
No, thanks. I'm good.
Really? Huh. Okay. In that case, I will have a s'more by myself. And then I'm gonna have s'more. By myself.
Aww.
Now, don't awe him. He brought this all on himself.
But he's sad.
No, he's crazy. Sometimes crazy looks like sad, so it has sucked you back in.
I think he misses his little buddy.
Fine. But mark my words, this frustrating, bogus teenage makeout session is not over. I thought you said candles were dangerous.
This is a Bunsen burner. I'm a scientist. I know what I'm doing. Took me a gallon of urine to make that water.
Listen, Sheldon, this is stupid. I don't see why we can't be friends. And I'm willing to drive you around and help you out with stuff. I just don't want to do it because of some silly roommate agreement.
What are you proposing?
That we go back to the way things were. But when I do something for you, you show a little appreciation.
How would I do that?
You say thank you.
Every time?
It's not crazy.
Counterproposal. We reinstate the full roommate agreement with the following addendum. In the spirit of Mother's Day or Father's Day, once a year, we set aside a day to celebrate all your contributions to my life, both actual and imagined by you. We could call it Leonard's Day.
I kind of like the sound of that.
Of course you do. It's about you, like everything else. Oh, thank goodness. I don't think I had it in me to make another glass of water.
So, do I get breakfast in bed on Leonard's Day?
No.
Can I sit in your spot?
No.
Could I control the thermostat?
No.
Do I get a card?
Of course you get a card. It's Leonard's Day.
Hey, guys, the building manager said the reason the power went out is someone went down into the basement and just pulled the main breaker switch.
Really? Who do you think did that, Sheldon?
Oh, I don't know. God, whoever that mystery man was, you should be eternally grateful. For without him, there would be no Leonard's Day.
Leonard's Day?
Oh, no pressure. Just get him a crummy card. You're good.
All right, test my ringtone. Is a good song.
Yeah, there's a reason he's Sir Elton John. They don't make you a knight for writing Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Howard, are you coming down for breakfast?
My